ABCD.
Calgary.
This is Alanis Morissette.
Hi, this is Robert Smith of The Cure.
Hi, this is Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3, The Edge.
Get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild, open space. Talk like an open book. Sign me up. Got no time to take a picture. Someday, all the chances we took were so close to something that I left unknown. We're so close to something that I left unknown. I can feel it in my bones. Give me sympathy after all of this is gone.
Iconic alternative.
Just that money.
Okay, something's different.
Been working out?
Off your meds?
Right.
So that's why all the great songs from Foo Fighters, Billy Idol, Soundgarden, REM, and Nirvana.
Yes!
But make sure to take your meds.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
I'm next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know.
know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more and be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. And I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Another Canadian artist.
Not because we have to. Because we want to. Also, we have to.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
I don't want to understand this horror. There's a weight in your eyes. Arrangement, time and the end.
Alternative.
The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
No, for
Actually, no, I don't want to join your loyalty club to save a nickel on a t-shirt so you can sell my personal data to Russian bots.
Cynical much?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Memories are just where you lay down. Drag the waters till the depths give up their dead. What did you expect to find? Was it something you left behind? Don't you remember anything I said when I said, don't fall. Don't fall away and leave life bleeding in my hands again. Leave life bleeding in my hands, life lies
that back in high school and university, us weird kids were listening to the best music? We still are. We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
When was the last time someone asked you a really good question? Not,
how about that local sports team?
But a question that made you think. Like,
what's a goal you're working towards?
At ATB, we know the best answers come from asking thoughtful questions, getting to know you until together we answer the question no search engine or influencer can. What's the right thing to do for you? That's how ATB powers possibility.
Home Network. Network is here.
We are so lucky to be a part of this.
Every Thursday, watch heartwarming programs like an all-new Extreme Makeover Home Edition at 8.
We have 96 hours to build a house.
And Honest Renovations, starring Jessica Alba and Lizzie Mathis at 9.
Changing these homes, we can change families.
There's no place like it. Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by ColorSpark. It starts with a spark.
Take back your free time with PC Express Online grocery delivery and pickup. Get in-store promos, PC Optimum points, and more free time. And still get groceries. Shop now at PCExpress.ca.
That was some party thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
Whether it's towing your big toys or hauling gear for the job site, the Toyota Tundra handles it all without breaking a sweat. By the end, you'll be standing there wishing you could high-five that truck. That's what we call being Tundra Struck. It's time to be impressed. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 double cab SR5 from $152 weekly for 60 months at 5.19% with $6,699 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
Home Network is here.
We are so lucky to be a part of this.
Every Thursday, watch heartwarming programs like an all-new Extreme Makeover Home Edition at 8.
We have 96 hours to build a house.
And Honest Renovations, starring Jessica Alba and Lizzie Mathis at 9.
Changing these homes, we can change families.
There's no place like it. Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by ColorSpark. It starts with a spark.
Here are some shows you may or may not want to see.
Full list at 1073edge.com.
Our Lady Peace hits the Saddle Dome February 19th. Theory of a Dead Man Unplugged at the Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium March 7th. Great Outdoors Comedy Festival returns to Prince Island Park August 22nd to 24th. I'm Sarah Crosby. Best ice cream flavor? Green tea. Don't fight me.
Starting a non-specific amount of non-stop music.
Wait a minute.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
America, if the worst is true.
broker says, you gotta buy this now. So get this. I take some cash out of my Cayman account.
Can you play some music already?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
So tough, I don't think the blade will dig
attention. Just save your scissors for someone else's skin. My surface is so tough, I don't think the blade will dig in. Save your strength, save your wasted time. There's no way that I want you to be left behind. Go on and save your scissors.
Alternative.
music should be free.
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
I wanna be normal. I wanna be sane. I wanna look at you and feel something other than pain. I need shelter, safe haven. I want a quiet place to go and wait out the rain. I want a woman. I want a job. I got an itch coming on to get in trouble again. I wanna wake up and feel love. Will you look me in the eyes? Tell me I'm not dying. I'm losing it. I'm not prepared for this. I'm tired. I'm sick. I want you all on every day. I'm wired. I'm lit. I'm addicted to every step. But I'm not prepared for this. Tell me I'm not dying.
Hey, it's Dave Grohl.
Hi, this is Sarah McLachlan.
This is Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
Today, we can choose from an infinite array of music. There are so many songs, so many artists, from so many genres, over so many years, that none of us will ever come close to experiencing it all. But that's okay, because most of us have a favorite style of music. We tend to find a sound that we like, and we stick with it over all others. For all kinds of very personal reasons, this becomes our favorite brand of music. For example, if you're listening to me right now, you're probably a big fan of rock music. More specifically, you're listening to the show on this station because at least some of your preferences lie in the realm of new rock or modern rock or alt rock, indie music, alternative music, whatever you want to call it. There just is a specific aesthetic and sensibility when it comes to rock music that seems to move you in these particular directions. But what exactly is that aesthetic? How did these sensibilities and styles develop? Where did they come from? Why do we consider one band alternative and another one to be something else entirely? And why are we so tribal when it comes to our choices in music? These are very complex questions, and the answers can only be found by examining 60 years of rock history. This is the complete history of alt-rock. Chapter 1.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock
with Alan Cross.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross, and we're about to start on a project that we haven't done on this show since the late 1990s. We're going to recount the entire history of alternative music. Because actions have consequences, history is a moving target. New details come out, new interpretations take shape. What used to be cool is now cheesy, and what used to be weird is now familiar and taken for granted. What was once deemed inconsequential a few years ago is now a big deal as the effects of that event ripple forward through time, disrupting our view of what we thought happened. We often don't understand why something was important until many, many, many years after the fact. Things sometimes need to stew and to simmer before its effects are really felt. And that's why I think it's important to periodically re-examine what we know and what we think we know about our music. The result should be a greater appreciation for what we hear today and for what came before. In the beginning, all rock was alternative. When songs like this started showing up in the early 1950s, this is Jackie Brenston's Rocket 88 with Ike Turner on vocals, it was actually a little frightening. This was the devil's music. Rhythm and blues, the so-called race records of the American South, had mated with hillbilly and country music to produce this strange offspring that scared decent folks.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
Teenagers, a new classification of that time between being a child and adulthood, loved this stuff. It was full of energy. It was primal. It was primitive. And because their parents and pastors hated it, it was wonderfully dangerous and therefore desirable.
Rock and roll music and why I preach against it, I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
But it was much, much more than just the beat. See, rock and roll had its own language, its own secret codes. The hip kids knew that the phrase rock and roll was an old African-American slang term for sex. White kids listening to black music with its jungle drums, that just wasn't decent. At the very least, this music was way too weird for many in their uptight, let's face it, racist views. While the rest of the world was listening to songs like this.
How much is that doggy in the window?
The young white truck driver who sounded like he was black began to change everything.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Elvis Presley was the first true rock and roll star. And if rock and roll was the alternative to the mainstream in the 1950s, we could also say that Elvis was our first alternative music star, too. Thanks to a new invention called the transistor radio, rock and roll became portable. So you no longer had to listen to the big console radio in the living room where mom and dad could hear. You could take your transistor radio everywhere and listen anywhere, safely away from people who might disapprove. And thanks to the low cost of making this new thing called a 7-inch single, rock music began to spread extremely quickly. But as Elvis became more of a mainstream star, there were those who were already looking to subvert things even further. This is Billy Lee Riley. He's a rockabilly singer who, just like Elvis, recorded for the Sun label in Memphis back in the 1950s. When he made this recording, rock and roll was only a few years old. But Billy Lee was taking this new music to extremes. Now, forget about Elvis and his swinging hips. People who sat in on some of Billy Lee's recording sessions remember how he sometimes literally swung upside down from the rafters, screaming into the microphone. Now, this boy was certainly different, even in the already radical new world of rock and roll. And there were others like him, like the weird and scary Little Richard. And Jerry Lee Lewis, a close relative of preacher Jimmy Swaggart. He pounded his pianos to splinters and sometimes set his pianos on fire. And this is before he married his 13-year-old cousin.
It's just great. Balls of fire.
In 1957, there was the darker sound of Gene Vincent, looking all tough and greasy in his leather jacket.
Well, Bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Luna, she's my baby. My baby, my baby.
And then there was Eddie Cochran, whose songs about teenage boredom were later covered by Sid Vicious of the Sex Pistols.